Ich bin nicht mehr, was man sagt. Mir ist ein Schach, ich kann mir ein Frieden zu erklären, sein als Schariakis. Und ich war am Morgen mit dem Provision. Und wenn ich brauche jetzt mit dem Schäni, auch ein Name, ich war am Mato, dem Mitrilo, wie jetzt mich am Mato schon gesagt. Macht ihr ihn, ach, Mato abgekehren. Macht ihr ihn, ach, Mato abgekehren. Wie im Thema, ach, Pesach, mein Teime, ich macht ihr ihn, Honofi, Steime, Schweine, Mato. So. So there is one man doma who says, Maftirin acha matzah afikeimen. But achara Pesach is a maftirin. So why? Monefshech, if it's maftirin acha matzah afikeimen, even though matzahs, the time of matzah is not as strong and as lasting as the time of Pesach, so we are not chesheish for the fact that the time will be negated. So why should it be chesheish? Why should we say a maftir in achar Pesach afikeimo? The time is stronger and more lasting. Yesh leiva atin foriz v'rishalm. Di mishum hoche nechal ala seiva shalo yobei li di shvir aset uchsiv v'yetzem lisish v'rob. So in other words, this kashe is not a kashe according to the Rashbam. Why? Because the Rashbam says that the reason as to why is a maftir in achar Pesach afikeimo. In other words, there shouldn't be anything after the Pesach. Because if the same aloche that applies to all components of Rimish Chovindulo. So in other words, so too, Matzeh, the time of Matzeh is not as lasting as the time of Pesach. But even though the time of Matzeh is not as lasting, but the halacha of Rimish Chovindulo is a mitzvah in Kochim. So it has a shaykh to call Pesach, because it's Ligora Mishol Kochim, but it has no application to Matzeh. So too, if he eats a dessert after Matzeh, so that will negate the time of Matzeh, so it will negate the time of Matzeh. There is no chiyuv to have the time of Matzeh. But by Pesach, even though a dessert after the Achilles of Pesach will not negate completely the time of Pesach, because Boso has a much stronger time and a more lasting time, but it will reduce the time of Pesach, and since Pesach is a calm, so Mimele, the aloche of the Mishcholikdulo applies. So because of that, we have to take measures so that the time of Pesach will not be diminished at all. So Mimele will not allow to eat any dessert after Pesach, because of the aloche of Mishcholikdulo. Mashein kein ligami matzeh. Matzeh is not a calm. So we don't care that the time will be dispelled, so it will be dispelled. After all, the mitzvah of Kadais Matzeh is Mikayim, even though the time doesn't remain in this place for some time. So that's no kashe according to the Rashbam. But Teisves apparently disagrees with that. And Teisves holds that the reason is why it's a maftir in achar Pesach afikeimen is not because of Rimish Chovindulo. It's just in order that the time mitzvah of Pesach should remain, not because of Rimish Chovindulo. So Matzah is also a mitzvah. And on the contrary, by Pesach, if he eats a dessert after Pesach, so he doesn't negate the time completely, because it's more lasting. But by Matzah, it will negate the time of Matzah completely. So just as we are makbid on the time of mitzvah divin in connection with the Pesach, we should be makbid in connection with the Matzah. So yesh leimar, kirin forish berushalme, dimishum hoche nechal ala seiva, shal yovel it vishvira setzen. So this shita is that the reason is why it's a maftir in achar Pesach avikeimen, not because of the Rashbam's time, because of the Mishchol Duro, and not because kidei sheyehei tam Pesach divin, because one man domar holds that we don't have to worry about Tamatzah Bifid, so we certainly shouldn't worry about Tam Pesach Bifid, but because of his special Gzeire, Shal Yobel Yidei Shvira Setzen, Uchsi V'Etzel Shizbor Bey, U'Mishumochei Neichli M'Shum Dobo. In other words, because if there won't be a loche of him, Mavgirin Achara Pesach Abkeimer, what does it mean? So then the Pesach will not necessarily have to be the last echo that he eats Pesach night. So if it's not the last thing that he eats Pesach night, so he's likely to eat it while he's still hungry. If, as a result of that, you cannot eat any dessert after Pesach. So that means he's less faint. If he's less faint, so Mimele is not hungry. But if there hadn't been a takonet of him after Pesach became it, then in all likelihood it will not be the less faint. Most of the time it will not be the less faint. If it's not the less faint, so many times he'll still be hungry when he eats the Pesach. And when a person is hungry, so he might forget and even break the bones in his hunger. So because of that, the Chachonim won't be sake, and that's what the Chai say, of Etzem Rishish Korbein. So because of that, the Chachonim won't be sake, that he maftir in Achara Pesach HaVikein. He maftir in Achara Pesach HaVikein. Now, so that's the time of he maftir in Achara Pesach HaVikein. And that's the only reason. And then, as far as Tam Atzibipi, so that's the machlekes between the two Ishenes and Gemore, whether we are makpid on Tam Atzibipi or we're not makpid. But the kasha was, according to the Russian, that we're not makpid on Tam Atzibipi. So we certainly should not be makpid on Tam Pesach. So why is he makpiring? So by Pesach there's another time. Even if we are not makpid on Tam Atzibipi. So maybe we are certainly not makpid on Tam Pesach, but because of Xere, Shelo Yobe with the Shviraset. Now that's stasis now. So in other words, so we have several times in Rishen. Why a Mafir Nachapes Habitim? The time of the Rashbam is because of Rimish Cholikdun. Then the time of stasis is, and he mentions the Yerushalmi, because of Xere of Etzem Rishish. The Ram and the Reed, here's another time, altogether. Another time. He says he's Chilik and Rashi and two things, and Rashbam and two things. First of all, he's chelik and Rashbam, because according to the Rashbam, there is no machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. They both say the same thing. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, the Ram says no, that there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Now, whereas Ram says that the Matir Machapes HaVikeinen only implies that one is not allowed, to eat in a different chabura after the Pesach. He's not allowed to eat a dessert after the Pesach in a different place, in a different chabura. But in the same place, in the same chabura, he's allowed, according to Rav, to eat a dessert after that post-Pesach. So Shmuel says, no, even in the same place, he's not allowed in the same chabura. One is not allowed to eat a dessert after the Pesach. In the same place, in the same room, in the same chabura, he's not allowed. But Rashbam says that Urdeliyah means mushrooms and Guzliyah means pigeons. So the Ram says that both Urdeliyah and Guzliyah represent different meaning of Eiris. So Geizlis is one meaning of an oath. It's a pigeon, a yerino, and the Adeloy is another kind of an oath. So in other words, Shmuel says, according to Ram, so you are allowed to eat a dessert. Anything, even basal, you are allowed to eat. To eat if it's not a Kom Pesach. So in the same chabure. So you are allowed to eat a dessert if the dessert consists of even if the dessert consists of basal, of aphids. So he's allowed to eat in the same chabure, in the same house, after the Kom Pesach. That's a contrast. So Shmuel says, no, even the same chabur, and in the same house, in the same room, he's not allowed to eat aphes, after the Pesach, to eat aphes as a dessert. Why? For the same reason that Rav asks him to eat a dessert after, in another chabur, in another mocking. Why? Because maybe he'll forget and he'll eat the Kom Pesach in another chabur. He'll eat the Kom Pesach in another chabur. So Shmuel, he goes further and he says he's not allowed to eat aphes, even in the same house and in the same chabur, because if he eats aphes, so then he might forget, and it's the same time. It's similar. I mean, the time of the Aphes is similar to the time of the Psara Pesach. So we may live both of them. So he might forget that he already ate the Kom Pesach. He'll be so involved in the meaning of the Ifes, so that you forget that you are not created on Pesach, and then you'll have a desire to eat the Korban Pesach, while you forget that you already eat the Korban Pesach, and then you go to another house, another chabure, and eat the Korban Pesach. So because of that, it's osir to eat even a dessert, to eat a dessert of the Ifes, even in the same house, and the same chabure. But to eat, so according to Shmuel, it's only osir to eat Utriya Bigizlayim, that's different meaning of Ifes. So the time of Ifes is very similar to the time of the Tzar Pesach. So Bimele, he might forget, he'll feel the time of the Ifes, so he'll think that he has the time because of the Ifes that he ate. And he will not remember that he ate already the Korban Pesach. So he'll go to a different house, and in a different chabura, he eat the Korban Pesach. Mashenkin, if he wants to eat delicacies, morin, klioris, regoizin, these things, the time of which is so different from the time of the Korban Pesach. So the Mele, he will not forget that he already ate the Korban Pesach. So that is allowed. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even morin, klioris, regoizin. But according to everybody, the reason is why it's in the Korban Pesach came on, is because of the Gzeire, he should not eat the Korban Pesach in another chabur. That's according to the Ram. Alright. V'itema. Rabbi Mincha nama amrino bitmura v'nochez v'cholet v'aseiva v'lekronim ra'itayme. V'yesh lima v'hosu ra'itayme shalo yeitze v'shulchon rabbi rov avu b'matze v'shayach ra'itayme v'lad v'shulchon rabbi ha'vei kolahai v'ugigah ha'boi ma'pesach av agav dikele ma'dom ha'viz v'mishishon ha'setzen v'atroche in cheles l'aseiva. So why shouldn't we be gazer in connection with the Vigah HaBor Pesach also, that it has to be eaten as the last thing, because otherwise he might eat it while he's hungry, and he'll be shaver and etzen and it's osir. Hayim shun Pesach b'shnosi hu v'rakir, v'chashinu v'shvir ha'setzen. So in other words, so it's very easy to break a bone in the Pesach, but in the Vigah, it's not so likely that machmas v'obein and rovein, so he'll break it on an etzen. אבל די לא יומן דומר אם אפתיר לחמץ פסח, אם כן, לא יסביר לי כתם וישלמי, אלא סובה דיבים. אמר רובי, אמר רובי, מצה בזמן הזה לרייס, לא עוד רבון. ומי שמורה, וואי נמור אנחנו לרייסה, נעשי לו מצה סובה, בזמן דוי כפסח נשמורה, ובזמן דוי כפלגי פסח, פלגי מורה. מצה נעמי, ועושים לו מצה סובה, So the same package we have with Abi Matzah. So Matzah never heard of Mikro, but Erev Tichlo Matzah. So there is a special Pesach also that even Shalit is Matzah. So there is a chiyuv of Matzah with the right. The Rabbi Yachem, Rabachem, Yachem, Yipoma, Echotzeh, Echotzeh, the Rabbah. The Rabachem, Yachem, Yisrael. Elo Haksi, the Erev Tichlo Matzah. Hayim Yipoyer, Leil, Tomei, Bishoye, Bidere Rechei. So Rav Nachman Yaakov is made that even without the Korban Pesach, Bizman Abayitz, when Korban Pesach was the Yid, so even one who was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Pesach, he was still Mechuyek to eat Matzah. Rav Nachman Yaakov only holds that because of the Hekesh from Matzah Tzum Reiri, so Bizman Azeh, when there is no Pesach, so there is no Chiyuv of Matzah. And Rove says no. That prayer of the Chumatzis implies that even Bizman HaZeh there is a Chiyuv of Matzah. Now I mentioned that there is a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Yerei. Now more of Bizman HaZeh is certainly the Rambam. More of Bizman HaZeh. The question is, did more of Bizman HaBayis, someone who was in Derech Recheiko, who was not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Pesach. So the Shittes Rambam is that there was no Chiyuv of more of Bizman HaZeh. The whole Chiyuv of more is only, as a concomitant, of Pesach, and if he's talking about the Chaykov, he's not by his Kufay, so he was not Mikhail of Pesach, he was not Mechuyev Bimor of the Raisa. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Reim is that Moher is a Mitzvah in the Atzvei also. The only thing is that this Moher, a limited dam, the Uyul Pasni, has the same thing like Matzah according to Rabbah Yaakov. Der Wache bei Jakob says, und er says, was ist der Horror? Aber bis man dabei ist, sieht die Tomme mit der Renko, macht sich mit der Reise. We don't pass like a Wache bei Jakob. We pass like Robin, that in respect to Matze. That even, bis man das sehen, da ist der Kind Matze mit der Reise. But we got him more here, so we pass the same way as der Wache bei Jakob says, we got him Matze. But, so it's only a loche that bis man das sehen, da ist der Kind Matze. But bis man dabei ist, sieht die Tomme mit der Renko, who was not ich gehe mit dem Pesach, Gott, morgen ist es noch hier mit Reis. So it's a machlikes between the Rambam and the Rei. Oh, Rabach, wie eigentlich mal erzählen, 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 aber er lag sich während sich von Maxens. Hallo, mit Boile, mit Tomi, wie schon wieder Rei. Ich sage auch, wenn ich habe mich, Kiew, mit Pesach, wie ach, Matze und Moche, Lame, Lui, Leiche, Koma, Schmelon. So, Tomi, mit der Reiko, so, Tomi, mit der Reiko, so, is mechuyev in matze. Now it says, give me Pesach v'yachol et matze u'mor el namer v'necher. Come ask me. So it says, matze u'mor el namer v'necher. So according to the Yerani, so the Gemara says this, the Pshat in the Gemara is all that the Chamine. Give me Pesach v'yachol et matze u'mor el namer v'necher. It's kipshute. Come ask me. That matze u'mor is mechuyev with the rice. In mechuyev with the rice. According to the Rambam, so mor is only a gavrore. Morel is only a gavrore, but in a chename mit der Reise, tome mit der Recheiko, tome mit der Recheiko is not chayef mit der Reise in Morel, only mit der Amor. Wie hoff am Allah, tome mit der Recheiko, mit der Recheiko, lui zorech po, lui zorech po. Die Rekor am Yor wo belich. So in other words, we don't have to resort to a special posse that Tomer in der Reiko, Bizman Abayis is higher in Matz. Because that, we can learn out from Oru Benecho, so we have Ixer Sakoso, that Oru Benecho Bizman Abayis is higher in Matz. So maybe we know from that person. Also, that Tomer in der Reiko Bizman Abayis is higher in Matz. So the posse of Bera Techo Matz has to be applied to Bizman Azeh. Why did I make Oru Eichel Be? Bein Eichel, Abel Eichel Be Matz Umo, so we see that all Ubenecho, so it's mechuyev to eat in matzah umore, all Ubenecho. So the mele, tomen der Reiko also. So what is the purpose of the posik of the Arachichu matzahs? The tabim zman hazeh, v'idoch. How about Abache v'yakov? Abache v'yakov. Ksiv v'hai, u'tzrir. Now let's see. Ksiv v'hai, u'ksiv v'hai. Die Tome ist ja in der Reiko und ja, ich will überlegen. Du hieß mit der Schmung mit Pesach Schein. Hilkach, wie ich um Matzo, wie die Schein ist, ja, sie Pesach Schein. Wie ich kann ich, man muss immer in der Ruhe. So that words we need. We need. The Sona Bach Miyakov says that we need both Psuki. We got this man a Bais. So we have no Posik. We got this man a Zeh. We have no Posik, some in Meile. Some in Meile. Bizman Azeh, there is no chiv of matzah. Why do we need both suki in connection with matzah, Bizman Abayis, the posik of Oru Benecho and the posik of Tomer Recheiko? Because if that wanted to be mentioned, I wouldn't know that. The Tomer Shomer Recheiko, we have more Benecho. Because if the Torah had only mentioned that Oru Benecho, Bizman Abayis, is chayv matzah, so I would say only Oru Benecho is chayv matzah, Bizman Abayis, and Reise. But Tomer Recheiko not, why? Do you use the Tashum with the Tashay? Hilkach Recheiko Matze Berishe Ache Yase Pesachay V'yikaye Al Matze Zmane Lechu Abel Ore Recheiko Abel Ore Recheiko Dibu Sheyecho Matze Berishe Dobre Akhla Bishe V'yikosa Rachmone Be'erek Techo Matze Abel Meik Melei Biyom Recheiko Mishen Lese Tashmuri אבל אתה מחכה, אבל אתה מחכה כדי שאתה שתומר לחי בראשי, ולכנות רח, מונה טוב של הרחי. תהיה כמו של רוב, שיש יש יום עם תלך ומצס, ובאני משווי עצר אסלם שם על הכחום, משווי ראשי. וכאו בו נאות את שווי עצר שיוס וכסי, ובאני משווי עצר אס, ולו הקסיב תלך ומצס, שעל צי מן הכל, סו שווי סרט מרישו, אף שיש יום עם רישוס, מי טיימא, אף דובו שלי בכלל, יוצא מן הכלל אילן. בגלל שאיצ'ס יום, תיכומצס, so it's יוצא מן הכלל, when the Torah says, שאיצ'ס, שיבס יום תיכומצס. סעבידו שבכלל, בגלל זה פוסק זה, שיבס יום תיכומצס. And then it's Yotzim Nakhlal, because the Pasuk says also, Sheish Yes Yotzim. So, Ador Sheh Bechal Yotzim Nakhlal Lami, Lam Vatzvi Yotzov, El Lami Nakhlal Kuli Yotzov. Yotzim Chzim Sheh Yotzim Tukumati Yotzim Nakhlal Vay Kodesh Yes Yotzim, Yotzim Lami Chilishus, Viloi Lami Vatzvi Levad, El Lami Alakhlal Kuli, Nani Zayin Yotzim, Vizvachas Yotzim Midesh Atino Midreshes Ben, Mihochesh Mabino, Vimatzim Yotzim Azeh Yerayitz, Umoret Rabon, אני כבוד זה ידרוב, וכאן מונה מכירה ביניך. לא אמר בניך לך המעצה שחיים שבאחרים לבוס, ולבד ירתה המעצה מיני, אבל שיסיים ולבד, תשיא ולבד להכיל את מיני יוכי אל אפלי לא הוגיש המישהו, סוסים צויה לתרוש מי, מה שבי רשוס, אף שיש יסיון רשוס, so even the first night is רשוס. רשוס. תמורים המעצה שחיים הם יכלו, so it's special. זה ספוסו, the first night is בחויים פינק מעצה. But even though this man should be something to shkayim, this man should be something to shkayim in Ayin, Talmud Leima, Berev Tichlomatzes, Hakosuf Korichi. Hakosuf Korichi. Now, so, the Maiser Rav mentions, the name of the Goroch, that there is a mitzvah of reading Maser on Pesach. So that was, so how does the Goroch explain? Mashvir Rishus, Afshish Yisyom Rishus, that means Rishus of mitzvah. Rishus of Mitzvah. So I mentioned once, it's not the Pshat in the Gor. The Pshat in the Gor is not that it's a Mitzvah Kiyum, it's not a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Where do we find a Mitzvah Kiyumis? So, so the Pshat in the Gor is that even the 7 days of Pesach, so there is a Mitzvah to it, there is a Chiyum in the Matzah. But it's like, it's analogous to the Mitzvah of Sukkot. So there is a mitzvah of eating sukkah also. What does it mean? I have to eat sukkah. In the sukkah, if I don't want to eat any pas, anything that is high in the sukkah, I don't have to eat the pas. But if I eat, I'm chuyav to eat in sukkah. So the melee, when one eats pas in the sukkah, he's mikayim mitzvah yubis. Like tzitzes, I'm not chuyav to put amen at all scotty. But if I put amen in beget utam akampes, I'm chuyav to put it on with tzitzes. And if I put it down without it says, I'm a battle and a rise. So the same thing is true according to the Goy. So in other words, now, so the same thing is true of Sukkot, a whole Sukkot. In other words, if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to. But if he does eat, he's Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkot. And if he eats Chutli Sukkot, he's a battle with it says, the rise, and Chiyuv the rise, of realizing the Achim in the Sukkot. He did not realize the Achim in the Sukkot. So it's not a Miserese. It's a Bittul Chiyuv Ese. But the first night of Sukkot, whether he wants to eat or he doesn't want to eat, he's mechuyev to eat because I is pas in the Sukkot. So according to the Gemara, Pesach matzah the same thing. So the first night there is a mitzvah bearer of Tichlu matzahs, whether he feels like eating matzah or he feels like eating potatoes, so he's mechuyev to eat because I is matzah. The other days, so he's not mechuyev to eat matzah, but if he wants to eat pas, he's mechuyev to eat matzah. Is mechuyev to eat matzah. So it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's the pshat in the shoes. That's the pshat in the shoes. What does the shoes mean? The shoes means not revo, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Like, in contrast to the first night of Pesach, oh, it's a revo, it's a mas. Whether you want to eat or you want to not eat at all, you are mechuyev to eat. So the other days, if you want to eat, it's mechuyev to eat matzah. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Now we see that the Balamoya agrees with the Shita Sakon, the Balamoya. And in that, Balamoya, Shmame is the last Balamoya. I'm sorry. So Balamoya has the Kashe. Why is it that we only say it okay the first night of Pesach? And all the other days of Pesach, the Yeshe Shiyahu, Machilas Matzo, Matam, even in the Bokhi, Molero, Kom Zayi, Moshe Bokhi, Nala, Suke, Kom Zayi, להגיד את המון העדות שלאילו הורי של חלבו מכל העיר חישוס ואין בי מעצה ואין בי סוכה כי זה פרק היוש so you wait pace and מעצה with you so that word So in other words, just as by Suki, so the first night is in us. You have to eat, whether you want it or not. And the other night, if you want to eat, you have to eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. So that's also, the first night it's a mask, whether you want to eat pas or not. There are all the other days, if you want to eat pas, you have a weird eat mask. So you should say, just as they say, all the days of Sukkot, Reishi Pasukko, should you say, Achilas Mato, all the days of Pesach. V'yesh le'hoshi, v'fi shalom yochel, v'shor ha'yomim, lamed le'achilas Mato, v'yemizim ve'yeres, v'yechem, v'chom in the Paris, v'ashe'in ki v'sukkot, she'in yochel lamed v'loi she'in. Gimu yom. Chaye bishi bisoko utayo. Vahayi le damuna bishabes. Mazar shel dirta shabu yom. So, ho, bisuk ma bisuk shunem bun yom, ze tam shem vokhen asuki kol zayim, ve yi vokhen al matze kol shivo, vitam yochen. So his kashi is why I'm told before him. So from the kashi we see that it's a mitzvah chiyubi is kol shivo. But it's a mitzvah chiyuv, it's called shiva in the same sense as it's a mitzvah chiyuv is to eat in the sukkah called shiva. It's not a mask, if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to eat. And what's the teretz? The teretz is, hachomi bonat misakem broche, since it's possible for him to avoid. So then you can say sukkah is also possible for him to avoid it. So sukkah is impossible, because he cannot avoid sleeping, he can avoid eating pas, he'll eat eres v'deichem, but he cannot avoid sleeping. It's impossible that he should not sleep for 3 days. He certainly cannot avoid sleeping for 7 days. So since it's not possible for him to avoid it, so maybe Chachom won't be sacrificed. But she ain't getting kind of magic. So Kol Shivo, it's possible for him to avoid it altogether. So Chachom won't be sacrificed. So we see that the Balamoyo it waits. Matze Kol Shivo is Suki Kol Shivo. And Suki Kol Shivo, it's not the Mitzvah Kiyubi, it's the Mitzvah Kiyubi. But it's the Mitzvah Kiyubi that is contingent upon a certain circumstance. If he wants to eat. So Matze also, the same thing. Now the Balito and the Chubisarajbo and the Chubisarajbo is the same cash. Which is your auto. The Rajbo says, which is your auto. Madua on the Mivori. Ala Suki Kol Zayo. Veinon mivolchim al matzik al zayim. So the Rashbo and the Malito, why we ask the same kash as Balamoyer, but they give a different teretz. The Balamoyer give the teretz, since it's possible to avoid it, so the Chachom and the Sakin Vroch, so it's much more fit than Mitzvah Yuvis. Life's okay, if he wants to. The Malito says, because there is no Mitzvah Matzik. There is no Mitzvah Yisukes, he says, that's Malito and the Rashbo. They both say the same thing. By Suke, so he is not, there is no mask in him, but if he wants to eat, he is no way of eating. Mashenki by Matzeh. Even when he wants to eat, there is no mitzvah of eating Matzeh. It's only a mitzvah of eating chometz, that's all. So in other words, so we see that the Balamoyer comes to the Shita of the Kroh, and the Balito and the Rajbo, they are it. All right. Now, the thesis. Kol b'necha l'necha b'y, p'yin e'ech. Every forest, p'yin e'chayu l'ech. And the reference to a regular muna. The regular muna. And the pshati is, he's spotter. Do b'ad e'chayu l'ech, do chayu l'cho an mitzvah. He's not allowed to be in muna. So he can't say that the pshati is the Torah. Says, in muna l'av, it's only a sort of being called Pesach. He's not allowed to be a woman, so I have to say it. But he's not allowed to eat. Even if he wants to eat, he's not allowed to. So maybe the question is, we can understand. The Torah tells us, Benichal is not allowed to eat. Not that he's not mechuyev to eat, he's mechuyev to eat, because he's mechuyev to do tshuva. And he's not allowed to be a mumah. He's mechuyev to be a Yisrael kosher. And b'meile, he'll be able to eat a kol pesach. So what's the pshat? Not that he's not mechuyev, he's not allowed. So the pshat is, he's not allowed. So how can the Gemara say that there is a kosher for you today? Avolei kol batzel moreh. In other words, only pesach is not allowed. But matzel moreh is allowed to eat. Mehr als 10 Sekunden, wie sage ich einfach, dass der Kunde schon nicht mehr erlaubt, zu hinzukommen, ey, Matze, du Matze, du schickst mich. Jetzt baut den Tausend der Kasch. Aber wenn ihr mir vorher ist, in meiner Weg soll man noch nicht ein Schritt, wie ich auch was ich tue, so der Pschat ist, wo ihr den Kunde ist, Pott, ist Mut. Pott, so how is it out there? It means, if you want to move, it's a Schritt. And then, since the Schritt is in the Israel Kosh, and now he's willing to fulfill all mitzvahs. So then, now he is, he's part of the mitzvah of Pesach. So the Rosh says, boy, you didn't have him, he's part of the mitzvah of Pesach, but Matzah is not. Weil es schritte, wo was ist Juben? Aber dann ist es mal an Juben. Ich muss schritte, Juben ich auf mich. Aber ich im Ruh, bin Matze und Morgen. Ich und Matze und Morgen. Wie auch ey, heimische Leser, mach was mir. Wir kreien, wir kommen mit. Und wir kreien, er war schäle wie Pesach. So, diese Schitte hier, und diese Schitte auch. All the shame, except from the top. That when we say that the normal cannot eat or become Pesach, so it means not after the normal, not after the normal, who was a Peshia, who was a delinquent, but even a normal was an onus, may so far as me, where it doesn't have a Shemchete. So even such an oral cannot eat become Pesach. And the same thing is true of Trumo. An oral cannot eat Trumo. So not only, according to most Rishani, so not only an oral who is a Peshaya, who is the liquid, but even an oral anonymous who is not allowed him to be Malo himself because of Kach Nefesh, Mitzvah of Bachas Milen. So he cannot partake of Trumo from Pesach. However, Teisve, the finale, the Mimomes, and the Abdallah, the Chagige, mentions the name of Rav Natan, according to Ramadan, the halacha of no one cannot partake of Tumo, and no one cannot partake of Gom Pesach, has reference only one who is not an honest, who is paid to be honest. Who is lazy, but he ain't changing, he's an honest, so then he can eat with Gom Pesach, according to Ramadan, and he can partake of Tumo. But all the other shaming, Achille can't have Ramadan. The all I'm saying is, oh, I'm not going to the Chayim Chua Mitz, the Chayim Chua, or Shein Yipes, or Feir, it Misho Yitom, a Gora Stavai, Kolom Olei Echal Bein, Kol Bnei Echal Bein, Echal Bein Lom Olei, why did the Torah have to mention both Orel and Bnei Echal? The Torah can have it, and the Bnei Echal, the Yisrael Mubs of Bnei Echal, it lies two things. First of all, that a Goy Manesh, so what does it mean, the Yisrael is not allowed to be Machil the Goy, and also a Yisrael, who is a Mumar Al-Rezor, so the Gemara says, "Lomelim shanetzrich." We need both, all and benich. Did my Rabbi Yosef say only normal? We should avoid, but benich not. So the chiyah mashma is for good to be. So it's from pashas haloshim Gemara it's mashma that even the reason as to why we say that the nor and the benich cannot eat is because we need both sukkim, and if the Torah hadn't mentioned one, so then I wouldn't be able to learn how the other. And why couldn't I learn how the other? Because each one has its own peculiarity. So that's why I cannot appeal in common Pesach. But when they call now, so the Chiyah Mashmah is still going to be called, and here, the Lomo Mitzvah Hussein. After the Lomo Mitzvah Hussein, the Lomo Mitzvah Hussein, the Lomo Mitzvah Hussein, the Lomo Mitzvah Hussein, why do you have to resolve the fact that I wouldn't know Bnei Echol. Why? Because I wouldn't know. But otherwise, I could learn out one from the other without any special reason. I couldn't learn out one from the other. Because in Masir Nabi, she is a Vahitza Konech. Ella, you can be Koi Koi, I can't make. Who they may Echol, I'll Echol, Matze Moher, Kaim Rahatzri Chuzi. So Teisha says that it's a Chuzi between Ore and the Neicha is not regarding the Yisera Sakosu of Reich of Reich, but regarding the Drosh of Boye Neicha, of Reich of the Matzah of Ore. So, if the Torah just mentioned that an Ore is Boye Neicha, Aber Eichel Batzelbara would say, only an Ore is Eichel Batzelbara. Masha'inke, in Benecha, so Matzena. Warum ist das so? Die Aschmin von der Tabai ist, ich wollte die Jüge nicht kommen, aber Batzelbara. Die Aschmin Ore, sei es eben schon, so in der Tore, let us know. That Orel is only Benecha, also der Matzelbara. I would say, because in Lashamay, that's why he's Eichel Batzelbara. Aber Benecha, so he is Mufke, not only for Kohn Pesach, but even So I shall say, only Benecha is Eichel the Matzelbara. We should know more is Aborel, even Matzelbara is Mufke. Aber ich noch, warum kann ich morgen kommen? Okay. Ich tue das noch nicht auf, weil ich habe schon gleich über das Hunde gesehen. Warum ist der Hunde frei und habe gesagt, ich habe was erst gehabt, wie viel ich kann oder kann ich nicht. Na, ich habe auch über Jakob. Ich habe auch über Jakob. Mit der Rabon. So, dann ist er mach leuke, die tun ihm auch, wenn er auf Jakob. Wie passt gleich vor? Wollt er auch über Jakob sehen? Dann ist man auch sehen, wie hat sie so mit der Rabon. So, hier und bei den Schiffen, die ich schon, die Maschinen, die Maschinen, die Maschinen, die Maschinen, die Maschinen, die Maschinen, so in der Machlekes, between Rabbi Rav Shimon and Tzumit Apiyas, that both agree that it's in the Reis. Both agree that it's in the Reis. Man hat von Olof, that to become Olof Chaimah, mit der Chsiv Shilas of Chomatzes, Olof Yusuf, Leima, Olof Shal Pesach Haimah Chomatzes, und man hat von der Chomatzes, Chilot, but both, Talon appear to agree with Chomes Din, but we see Rabbi Rav Nakev is there. So Leima, ja, hier drückt er in der Rolle, soll ich aber an die Acht. Und in Kaumaki, hängen wir der Abjüde Matzlich vor, mit Tome, wie schön der Rechenko, wie auch und wenn ich. So, dann wurde es leer, die Gemorre, die Gemorre sind es, die Frequente Rabjüde, so we need a special post, that mit Tome, der Rechenko, that he is higher, and all of an Eich. So, that's like, so, as a lach, wie Acker, as a lach, so, man, kein Mor, die Rabjüde, und ich habe das Schiff. Ah, jetzt nicht. Joshno mich zoson, jechu. Kulon, lo jechu. So, jini, na letzi. So, der Rashbam says, in Ischilu le Echel bis, wie Joshno, die fell asleep. Lo jechu. So, he's not allowed to finish it. He's not allowed to eat anymore. Why? The nire te Echel bis, he debates the case. Now, so, Rav Yehuda says, that in Pesach is not Echel bis, same case. So Lele, even if he's in the same one, but if he's fell asleep in the middle, so it's a hefzek, so it's like in Shneiken. So he's not allowed to eat the Kohn Pesach when he wakes up. The Machash Yoshni is Hilo Daitelech, the Choshev Leitanek Achilo Shneiken, the Chumre Baal, that's all in the Rabbah, if Shneiken is Mamre, so it's in the Sober Reis, to eat the Kohn Pesach Shneiken is Mamre. But where it's not Shneiken is Mamre, but if it's staying there, let's say he fell asleep in the middle, so then it's only also grabbing. The miracle is pushing. We should go to the Achilles to the Chabures. The Chabures, the Inkei, the Kash is Tomah Stomach, the Kish is Tzegu, the Sosom, the Chabures, the Pesach Nechal, the Chabures. But in the Echol, the Echol, the Inkei, the Achilles to the Inkei. We are the Name, we are the Name, so Rashi says, the same thing applies, just as we say, we have a Pesach. That Yoshua Kula is lo yichlu, so gabi matzah also. If, let's say, they were eating the matzah, because I is matzah, and then it's Yoshua, so it also is also not allowed to eat anymore. Like, matzah, you know, I say, lacha, she is lacha, matzah, schaibo, bachayo, vi Yoshua, herzik achili, vi shul li yicha, vi shul abhi de zecha, pesach, vi shul abhi de shkai, vi chayimu chabi gmor, Fuse, but then my tongue. See, he means the Gemara of Abai. He means the Gemara of Abai. But there are other people, because Abai was sitting before the Rabbi, and the Rabbi fell asleep, so he says, so he said, I was with Nirtam, I was only Nisnamne, and Nisnamne is not the Hepse. Now Abai and Rabbi, they were after the Chum Nisamne. So we see, so the Rashi produces from there, that the same halacha applies even to Matzah, that if it's Yosha, so then it's considered a hefsek, and he's not allowed to be getting that. Because judge, because it is just like eating matzah in two separate places. And that is not allowed. That is not allowed. Because matzah is eichem. Because matzah, well, I mean, the machlekes between the Rishonim, where the Rafi came in, is eichel matzah shel necheles haPesach, or it's eichel Pesach. But according to Rashbam, so the same thing of Yoshua applies to matzah. And the Raya is from the Gemara of Abaye and Rav. But we saw that Teitzres doesn't explain the Gemara of Abaye and Rav differently. In other words, he applies it to Davidites. The Balamoyim, he also says that the din of Yoshua does not apply to matzah, not like Rashbam. How about the Abaye, how about the Gemara of Abaye and Rav? How about the Abaye? So Teitzres says, there is the Davidites. Davidites. But the Balamoya says, no, this didn't happen to say that. It happened to be Smedrash. But the Shaila is as to the meaning, the Perush HaMilo of Yoshi. So the Gemara mentioned, Abaye was sitting before Rabbi the Smedrash. So Rabbi was Mishnami. So he said, this is the same meaning that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So Rabbi said, yeah, but I was only Mishnami, not near. So that was the discussion relates to the meaning of the word of Misnamnu and Niyod. It doesn't mention any Aloch, it's just the meaning of the word. Masha'ik, according to Rashbam, so it mentions Aloch, that the same thing of Yoshinu, that the Mishnah mentions the connection with Pesach, applies also to Mat. Applies also to Mat. Alright. Hilka. Time must be machlish in the kids, but I didn't have matzah and I say, Lahacha, she is chilech el matzah, schil vachil, no vioshin, hefzik achil, vishum loyecha, vishum viavide, zeichel le Pesach. Now what did they say zeichel le Pesach? But we saw that it is zeichel le matzah. But, so why did they say here, the Rosh says that it's exclusively zeichel le Pesach, but the Rashbam she can use that is zeichel le matzah. So why does he say here the Rashbam Zichel Pesach? The answer is because this man is a midosh, so the matzah was eaten together with the Pesach. So Mimele, since it was eaten together with the Pesach, and Ba Pesach we have Aloha, it cannot eat in Mishnei Kedis. So Mimele, the matzah that this man Abai said to be eaten together with the Pesach could not be eaten. It should have become a seva because of Pesach. So he made this man as a true Zeicher to the matzah, not to the Pesach, but it's Zeicher to the matzah that was eaten as Nabais, that was eaten together with Pesach. So B'Mitzies, it could not be eaten with Shnei Mikenes because of the Pesach. So we may have the Rabbonim, the same Aloha applies to matzah, this one as a. אביל זה לא פדר מה שסביר קיים אחים לכם לגמור את זה מהר אתה לא יקרות כמו שתיים שמתפיר לך מה צריך לקיים את זה אם כן תקשור לי תחליש שני והאמורים המתפיר לי המים ועשרים ומיני ועיר כבר זה so יושנו מקצוע סון יריחו כולו לא יריחו so הוא יהיה במחלק את רשאי as to whether the הלוכה of יושנו לא יריחו whether it applies only to Bom Pesach but it applies to Matzah as well in Matzah so according to Rashbam it applies to the matter, so Adam Sheim said no, it doesn't apply. And the Bayan Robin, the more Bayan Robin, it just, either it has to do with the things of timing, or it is just explanatory of the meaning of this of Yoshi. That Yoshi means falling, if he fell completely asleep, not just this now. That's now. So even though most Sheim Achilik and Rashman, but the Shmuel passed off like that. We got that again. That if he started to eat at the game and he fell asleep in the middle of that moment, so it's no yigma. Why so? Because they say that he said how Pesach and Pesach would not be able to make this, and if it's Yoshno, it's a hefsek, it's like Shnei Kedis. So Yoshno means also Yehu. Kulon lo Yehu. So when is it the hefsek? If all of them fall asleep, Masha'ikim, if only some of them fall asleep, and the others remain awake all the time, so then it's not here. Rabbi Yehi said, ניסנב נימו יאיכלו, ניב ניב נימו לא יאיכלו. So against him makes a distinction between Nisamnu and Nirdu. Nirdu means really focus on the fallacy. But Nisamnu means half asleep, half awake. He's asleep at the same time, he's aware of certain things that go on. So Numara explains it. In other words, if it is korevelay, onevelay, odlazu, lechimitka, lechimitka. In other words, so that it is semi-asleep. That's what Nisamnu means. Is semi-asleep. That's what Nisnamu means. Now there is a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rambam in the pshat of Nisnamu. The question is Rav Yossi expressive of a chumre or Rav Yossi is expressive of a kol? He's expressive of a kol. So according to Rashbam, let's see what the Rashbam says. Rav Yossi, when Nisnamu yeh, arrange it. The kol matat etam yoshli b'ksos yeh, so, Kalikame is made, if it's Miksoson is Eichu, so, Trabiesi, as mentions at home, when do we say that Miksoson is Eichu, if it's only Stam, if he was semi asleep? Avol, Yotmo, if he was fully asleep, so even Miksoson is Lo Eichu. So, for Rashbam's job, Trabiesi is a Machia, and for Rambam's job, Trabiesi is a Meiji. Trabiesi said, and he said that when we say that kolon lo yeichlo, that is if it's near the moon, but if it's nisnam the moon, so even kolon is here. Even kolon is here. And if it's mitzoson, so even near the moon is here. So according to Rambam, according to Rashbam, the Beis is machlia. And according to Rambam, the Beis is expressive of a kol. Right. Och am kod mor go khiyuch do rabbe koy kavos git go no bit mor ha pesach ach ha tzeis mit tam yes a yedai pesach et ha tzeis so mit tam yes a yedai tam yes a yedai ha people va leisa mit tam yes a yedai now why is it tam yes a yedai so it is special takon so the chachomim mei gon takonem gabei people. And that is because of Shodekone. Shodekone. In other words, Midraise people is not Mitames Yedai. Why should it be Mitames Yedai? But Chomim Misake, that people should be Mitames Yedai. Why? Because there were certain Kehanim who were not scrupulous. And they were Hoshu. They were Hoshu to be Mitagel Kochi, Birotze. Even though that's an Isa the Reis, but they were choshed on them. So in order to deter the Kehanim, the unscrupulous Kehanim, from being mifagel, kochim b'yodayi, so the Chachomim were misake, that word, that people, is mitame as a yodayi. So then that deterred them, because if it became people, so they knew that no one would be able to handle it. Well, that's the reason is why the Chachomim were misake tume avit. Why were Chachomim misake tume aneisea? Because of Atzmekone. Because there are certain people who are very lazy. So they kept on postponing. Dachio. What's neisa? Neisa means if you postpone the Achille of the Kochim, and then became Neisa. So, every let's say, so certain Kochim, so it's the Holy, the Himbo Lailechot, and certain Kochim are the Holy Shmiyo Lailechot. So there were some who were lazy, and they neglected eating it. So in order to be Mizaris, that everyone that she should eat at the time, the Kochim, before it becomes Neisa, so the Chachomim will be sake that once it becomes Neisa, Talazirai. So he says, HaPesach HaKachatzeis, Talazirai. So this is based upon the Tachonim. So the Nisan Tarzidai, so Mele Pesach HaChatzeis, so it's not this Mishneh, the Pesach HaChatzeis has a deal of days, has a deal of days. Alright. HaPesach HaChatzeis Tarzidai, Dabo Nisan HaChatzeis Reil, Virabon und Bolvar Nisan Tarzidai, Kid for a Stein Big More, Kid for a Stein Big More. So, HaPesach HaChatzeis, yeah. Na, Reb Heisi ein Meir, Nisnam nu Yech, Nirdum und Yech, Eich Adom und Nisnam ne, Oma Rav Sheish es Nigul und Nim, Tiyo und Tiyo, Diese Sleep, it is not a sleep, Fin di Kora le Yone, Lu Yodel Adur es Vor, Na du Oet sometimes a person, he's very sleepy, and he's not a sleep, but he's very sleepy, he's a semi-sleep. So that words, if you call him, so he'll respond. But he will not. Many times when he responds, it will not make sense in what he said, because he is semi-asleep. But when you keep on talking to him, so then he'll wake up completely. So then he'll start talking sense. So that's Nisnam. That's Nisnam. Abaya Yosef Tamid Rabbe, Chodri Konimne, Omer Neinu Gnal Ma, Omer Minumne Kominam. In other words, so Rabbi Rashbam, it's the Rashbam that uses from this, the same halacha of Yoshi. Lo Yechlu applies to Matzah. To Matzah is Matzah. But Abba Rishen will say it doesn't apply to Matzah. It doesn't apply to Matzah. So they say, Tasteless. Tasteless says that it has to do with Chinese. And the Ramoya says, he was Misnam naming the Misamedresh. So why did he mention Misnam, Misnam, and Yechlu, Lo Yechlu? Just to explain the meaning of Nisnamne, in contrast to Mil. Right. I do a swore the Mil, it's a swore, she is a chana, and I have to say, but it's a swore, that the Mil, and Mika, they were, hey, the Lord, have Nam, and Rabbi, and she is a chum, and she is a chum, Nisnamne, mu, Yehu, and Abu, and Yoshe, and he will bat, and she will eich, and she will eich, and she will eich, and Mil, 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 and HaPesach HaChatzeis B'Tamei Aseh Yadai. Aume, why? Because Nisan B'Tamei Yadai, the special Makone. Aume HaChatzeis Avole Nisan. Mam Tamei. Omer HaPiyisir Rebbez Nazariu. Titanye Vokho Chabotu Bola Lazeh. Rebbez Nazariu Yine. Nema Kampo La Lazeh. Nema Halom Dovar Tudar Tuzay Bola Lazeh. Ma La Halom HaChatzeis. Avkan HaChatzeis. Avkan HaChatzeis. Omer Rebbez Akide. Vale Nema Chikozei. Achas Chikozei. That means when the Jews left Mitzrayim, and when did the Israelites leave Mitzrayim? That was the Ashmiras Abeker in the morning. You came at Alubayim Abalaylo, Yochel, Yinechal Tikotchim Beyeim, Talmud Leima, Balaylo, Balaylo Unechal, Unechal Beyeim. But, Kiveh Hayazeh, my God, play, Yivoy Limut Elayla Achel, Sao Vayt Hamini, Hoi Mu Pesach Kotchim Kav, Ushlomi Pashim. Mash Lom Nechal Mishli Yom Elayla Echot, Ach Pesach, yeah, but you couldn't say by Pesach, Mamesh like Shlomi, because Shlomi in the same sneak grab in the day, let's say, in the sneak has a down to the place on Sunday. On Sunday in the daytime. So, in Snechal, Lishnei Yom Evelai Lecho. So the balance of the Sunday day, the night, Sunday night after the Sunday day, and then the Monday day follow. But Pesach, so in Snechal, you cannot eat it, Erev Pesach, until the Lion. So how could you say Lishnei Yom Evelai Lecho? So I could say, that in lieu of the Shnei Yom Laila Echon, so I would eat with the Nechal, with Shnei Leileis, the Yeim Echon. With Shnei Leileis, the Yeim Echon. Ah, Pesach, the Kalein Gok Yom, the Yeim Echon, Shnei Yom, the Yeim Echon. Because we're Achmona Azeh. We have Lezab Nazar Yom Loch, we need to see what I've been can have killed. We have killed Yom Loch, even because we're Achmona Azeh, have a mine, my Beikah, Beikah Shein. So we have in Machlekes between the Blessed Nazarie and Rav Akiva as to whether Pesach is Nechal Kol HaLaylo, that's according to Rav Akiva, and according to Rav Nazarie, it's Nechal just at Hatzeis. Now let's see. Alma Mechatzeis Yudah Avonisa. Voksi Yudhisil Mehavekia, Alma Beke Lavonisa. Rav Nazarie, Nafkele Yitro, דאַכלאס פסח אַ פרצייט צו מחצייט אַ רייז, weiter sieht man sich hier und Männer hat Wegkehr, wie es Räfer aussieht. Der hat Wegkehr, Lampas Räfer. Von der Loschen und der Raschbam ist Maschmann. Wenn der Kolik von Lesam Nazarie, der Pesach ist Nechal, wenn der Kolik von Lesam Nazarie, der Pesach ist Nechal, hat Chatzein, so immediately hat Chatzein sieben, before morning, it becomes this. Das ist auch Maschmann. Die Naftele, Mikro, da muss man sagen, die Naftele, Mikro, da achlas Pesach hat Chatzeis. Und die Chatzeis haben es, weil ich sie, wo ich sie, wo man hat Beikea, wo ich sie, wo ich sie, die hat Beikea, wo ich sie, die Italien, die für die Kammer gebrochen ist. Da muss man sagen, in der Berge, wo sie weh, und die Hashemesh hat die Eiche, mit Zeis von Mitzrayim hat das Ere. Aber die Rabakive, die Polikale, wo ich mich suche, wo ich habe, wo ich sie, 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 כדינכו הנכונים בלילו, זו רבו דאב דאחו כאיסרה. ולאב כזו נעבירה, כדינם בפרק כמה לברוכס, שמניח אומר לאחר שאומר בשחר, זו מדרבו לא נזמחו יפמי לקום פסח, בפור חצי סיד מעלו לחלקים. אז יש יום, but suppose he didn't eat, he can eat it after that too, and with I say, he can לחתחיל eat until the bakia. מה שאין כאן 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 Till Chatzeis. Wie es heißt, Gottes Mutter, die Kostüm ist absurd, die meisten nach Loschen, nach Chatzeis, wie sie nicht, aber der Weckher, wie ihr weh, wie die Kopf, wie ihr weh, die Kopf. So, von der Aschbaums Loschen, zum Beispiel bei Bichwilis, die Seres, Reblezeres, wie Boxi, wo ist es hier, und Reblezeres sagen, die Nacht von Nikola, Achel, Besser, Chatzeis, und Chatzeis habe Leser, weil heilig sie, wo ist es hier, und Männer hat Weckher, Lissrei, was, der Weckher, was redet, Lampas Reif. So it's Mashma from the Roshna the Rajbam that with the Kontrabezim Nazarie so it acquires the Shem Leiser at Chatzeis in the Reis. Not only the Rabbi. Because we could explain the Gemara when the Gemara says a Pesach at Chatzeis mitame es yedai al Chatzeis habo le Leiser. So that's the same Rabbon that applies to all Kodshim. It's the same Rabbon. The same Rabbon that the Chachomim on the Sakhiri got a Kriyashma. So suppose he didn't eat the Kodshim before Chatzeis. So he can eat it after Chatzeis. Masha'in can call it Chavezer Nazarie that Midraise, that the Zman Achille is Chatzeis. He is not allowed to eat it after Chatzeis. So we may with the Chachomim on the Sakhiri that it should acquire in Shem Neisser at Chatzeis. But only with Rabbonon. But with Raisei, it becomes Neisser only in the morning. Why? Because the Torah says, in so many words, that Loisesiru memenu ad beikea, va'aleisa memenu ad beikea, v'eish yisra. So the Torah says, in so many words, that when does it become Neisser? Only in the morning. But this Barachile is only at Chatzeis. But Neisser, it becomes only in the morning. And that's implicit in the posse of the Silman Madbekia Vaneisa Madbekia Vaneisa. So, this is how we have to explain the Gemara. But from the Rashbam, it's not much more like that. The Rashbam says, the Rashbam has the Kashi, why the Chsir with Silman Madbekia? Adbekia with Reiko said, Adbekia Madbas Reiko. If the Rashbam's shot in the Gemara had been that when the Gemara says Alam Chatzeis Aru in Reiser, it means Reiser with Rabbonon, so maybe it's with Tamez Yedai, but with Reiser it's not Reiser. Why isn't it with Reiser Reiser? Because the Torah says when you see them in the Beit of Reiser in the Beit of Reiser, so it acquires a Shem Reiser only in the morning. So then the Rashbam should say, V'hai Dichzibu Yisirum in the Beit of Reiser. So also Ashminon, do we have a Neisser at Beikia? Why does the Rashbam say, Lisreifo say, that Beikia was Lisreifo? So it's Mashmah from the Rosh of the Rashbam, no. That Neisser, it acquired the Shem Neisser, with the Reisser, it had said it from the Rabbi. But the Mitzvah of Sreife, that's only in the Mor. But it acquired the Shem Neisser. Now, the Tisefte Pesachim says, as follows. Ha Pesach in the Nechal Ewa Chatzeis. Bein Chayev Olevo Mishim Leisver Elo Min Abeikya Olmai. This is the Lashon Hazeh. So it's mashma that even according to the Pesach, because according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's Nechol Kalalai. So the deceit is expressive of a Bezal Nazar in Nechol Al Chatzeis, and then it says Mechayu Shneiser El Nabeik. So it's a raya. It's a raya that even according to Bezal Nazar, it doesn't become Neiser with the Raise only in the morning. Why? That's the pshat of the policy. With the zero men of Beikah, but it's a men of Beikah Beish Tisrei. So this is what my father says. Now, How will the Rashbam explain that it's empty? From Rashbam, it's mashma that according to Rabbi Azariah, it requires a shem neiser et chatzeis. So what do we do with it's empty? So my father says that the Rashbam apparently will have to say that this is empty is expressive not of Rabbi Azariah, but of Rabbi Akiva. So if it's expressive of Rabbi Akiva, so why does it say HaPesach in Lechol HaTchatzeis? Because mid Rabbono, there is a aloche that you cannot eat, you have to eat before HaTchatzeis. But as far as the Rabbono is concerned, suppose he didn't eat it before HaTchatzeis, so he's mechuyev to eat it after HaTchatzeis. So this is the pshat, according to Rashbam, that's the pshat in the Sefte. L'chatchila he should see to it that he should be nechal at chatzeis. The Lashon HaSefte is HaPesach in nechal elo at chatzeis. So it's mashma that suppose he didn't eat it before chatzeis, then he doesn't eat it, period. So it couldn't be like Chavakim. He couldn't eat it like that. It couldn't be like it. But the Rashbam will have to explain that the Sefte that way. Now, the Eos of Ruach, my father mentions the Yozawah. The Yozawah is in the Mishnah of Adalev, I think. So he mentions the Tisefte, HaPesach in Necha Elo Ad Chatzeis, Ben Chayev Olam Shemeseah, Lach HaChatzeis, Olam Nabekeah. So the Yozawah says, Hay Tisefte Alibet Ad Abbezam Nazar Yikon. So the Yozawah says in so many words what my father says. That even according to the Rebbe of Nazariah, so it doesn't become neiser until the next morning, and that's the pshat in the posi, the plain pshat in the posi. Now, but the Gemara says, the Mishnah says here, HaPesach HaChatzeis Tamas Yadayim, and the Gemara says in regard to that, Alma Mechatzeis Avon Neiser. So we have to say that the pshat is, it's neiser with Rabbanon. So why is it neiser with Rabbanon? Because it cannot be eaten after Chatzeis. Now, why couldn't it be eaten? So, insofar, my father said as follows, that actually, Pesach has both halachas. First of all, Pesach is kosher kalva. So, memele, achilas tzochin involves a mitzvah of achilas shor kosher kalva. Like everything, when one eats kosher kalva, it's mekayim a mitzvah. So, v'achalten, the posse. So, my son Goncho, and so in that posse is mentioned also Shlomo. So there is a kiyum mitzvah. There is a kiyum mitzvah when one eats kosher kalva, and then there is a special mitzvah of Yochos Agos of Alazeh. Yochos Agos of Alazeh. Now, in order to become Neiser, so then, when does a korb become Neiser? If the zman of achilling the chefze has already elapsed, let's say, so there are certain kochim that are holding the yimbal aylo, so then after the yimbal aylo, so it is Neiser. Let's say, teino. So teino is nechal yimbal aylo. So this man of Yendel Island Tino is his man in the Chetze of the Kohen. Shlomim is the Cholim Mishnei Yom 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 Yom. So it's his man in the Chetze. Mashein Kein Yochles Akos of Alayla Azeh is not his man in the Chetze. It's in the Gavre. The Gavre is Mechuyev, like my Vohraye. Vohraye that the Rebbe according to Rebbe Azariah, so Matze also can be fulfilled only before Chatzeis, after Chatzeis night. If matzah is not shayach to say zman in the chepte, if kochim is shayach to say zman in the chepte, v'shnei yom in zor, v'akochim that alcohol, v'shnei yom in alcohol, v'akochim that alcoholim liyei v'layim alcohol, but if matzah is not shayach to say zman in the chepte, and seeing, so the zman of chatzei is a conference of Zaye, is not a zman in the chepte, in the Hefze of Korn, but in the Chiv of the Gavre, if it had been a Zman the Hefze, so it couldn't apply to Matzeh. And the Gemara says, Ochu Matzeh v'Mazeh, even with Mazeh, Acha Chatzeis, v'Gabla v'Mazah, Yotzei Chavoseh. So we see that the Chatzeis is a Zman in the Chiv of the Gavre, in the Ochu Zavos of Mazeh. So the Melech, when one eats, so the question arises, since Achilas Pesachim involves two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim Kal, Achilas Kochim Kal, like Shlom, and the mitzvah of Shabbos Avodah Zarah, and this man of Chatzeis relates only to the mitzvah of Shabbos Avodah Zarah. So let's say, according to Shabbos Avodah Zarah, if you eat the Pesach before Chatzeis, so why does Rabbi Shabbos Avodah Zarah say that he cannot eat it after Chatzeis? True, mitzad and mitzvah of Ochel Shabbos Avodah Zarah, he couldn't eat it. But let him eat it, let him be mechuyev to eat it. Mitzad, the mitzvah of Kochim, mitzad the mitzvah of Kochim. So the Yosemeyach says, I mean, but it couldn't be like that. I mean, this Gemara is contrary to it. Even if it's with the Rabbanon, so it's still contrary to it. The Yosemeyach says that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, if one didn't eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzeis, so he's mechuyev to eat it lacha Chatzeis. And because of the same wonders. Because Neisel doesn't become until the next morning. With the Siru, Menad Beikyam, that's mentioned in the connection of Korban Pesach. Vanessa Menad Beikyam. So since he doesn't become Neisel, so he's mechuyev to eat it with the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim. Let's go to Kali, let's go to Jano. So, this is what the Yosemite says. But we see from this Gemara not like that. Al Mechatzeis Adu Neisar. So true, the Pshat is, it's Neisar and Rabbonon. But if he's Mechuyev to eat it, after Chatzeis, why should the Chachomim give it a din of Neisar if he's Mechuyev with the Reiser to eat it with Tzadachila Skotchi? So my father says that Inoch Name, that even though it doesn't become Neisar until the next morning, but he's not allowed to come to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to eat it after Chatzeis. Why? Because there is a Nisar Esed. The Ochlu is Abosol V'Layla Hazeh. So when they call it Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, V'Layla Hazeh means that Chatzeis. So that implies a Nisar Esed. In other words, in the Gavre too, as far as the Chatzeis is concerned, so it's like, so this Manachim in the Chatzeis until Beikyam. He's until Beikyam. But it's an easier as in the Gavre. The Ochlo is Apostle Laila Azeh. So that means that after the Laila, he's not allowed to eat it. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so Laila Azeh means Chatzeis. So he's also, since he's also to eat it, so maybe the Chachomim conferred on it a Shem Leisa. But in the Chaname, he's not allowed to eat it. But it's only because of an easier as in the Gavre. But as far as this man in the Chepte is concerned, so when does it become Neisea? It only becomes Neisea in the morning. And the Yozua says it in so many words, how it now tasteless in Broches. Dafte says, Rebbeza Mazaria ine alema kambalai laze. Vimdeba hichemotz lo mimar vada Mazaria at Chatzeis. Vaksibu isisiru mena adbeikia. Vimashma adbeikia mi emotzo lo ochlei. The Rashbam's kasha. So the Rashbam gives a teretz, Adveikya means three things require the Adveikya. But Neisea, it's mashma, it becomes with the Chaisim before Adveikya. V'yeish leima, v'imotz l'meima d'hore koma. L'oisasu dobo, shi yobe l'idi Neisea ad Adveikya. Shi lo yeinecha lat chatzeis, l'oisucha l'eich l'idi l'iseyo p'i balaylo, ki d'amkino, v'yeima t'seyo p'i balaylo, v'yeima t'seyo p'i balaylo, v'yimkei nishoich ad Adveikya. So this doesn't make sense. But according to what my father says, this is the pshat in Tesis. Tesis says, in other words, Enoch Naame Neisar becomes in the morning. So the Torah says, L'Yisusilum Menad Beikya, so the Torah doesn't mean, L'Yisusilum Menad Beikya, you have to eat it, L'Chol HaPoches, a minute before Beikya. Well, you see, on Menat Beikia, you have to eat it before Chatzeis. Because if you don't eat it before Chatzeis, and after Chatzeis, you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it because the Ochlu is a boss of a Laila Azeh. So maybe in the morning, it will become, if he doesn't eat it before Chatzeis, so it will unavoidably become Nitzer in the morning. Because if there had been no Nitzer of eating it after Chatzeis, then he would have an Nitzer. As the Yosemeach says, he would be the kind of mitzvah if he eats it after Chatzeis. But not the mitzvah of Pesach, but the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim. No, but there is a Nitzer. No, it's not possible to Azeh, but Azeh means that Chatzeis. So after Chatzeis, he's not allowed to eat it. So maybe by not eating it before Chatzeis, he'll unavoidably be able to allow the Sirun at Beikia, and at Beikia, he'll be able to...
Ochu matzah bizman hazeh, achar chatzeis, v'rabbet v'nazar yoyot v'chubosot. Shite, v'chidi v'yizka shu pesach, ki pesach dom. There's a hekesh, a matzah is a very good group. So matzah is the same thing, like pesach. And they call it v'rabbet v'nazar yoyot pesach, you don't nechal at chatzeis, so you don't matzah also. You don't nechal at chatzeis, and bizman hazeh, the same along as one. Mal v'tim, I would say that the Torah accepted it from the Hekish. Now, the Rashbam here is very mad. It's very strange, the Rashbam. The Rashbam's chat. But the Rach says it's very simple. Omarot. Och matze nazel a khatzeit der bes nazal was der was matze pide kim nis ke der besser schon mal matze zum leben gehu ki besser domen so mal di dei ab ki kone ki ich di besser chenema wer di ho matze salutze sind wir da kurz genau this is based upon the more that go press on dal where Robbe says that matze di nazel is right why wer di ho matze. So then the Gemara says, "Tain kavas v'rov." She says, "Yom tichomatzi." Now she has said that she will get mashvi rishus because it says vayim mashvi has said she will get. But tichomatzi she doesn't say. And she says, "Yom rishus." My time I'm going to be chal because she mashvi is going to be chal. We also be chal with lamid with lamid as we also be chal with yos. Yochel afay lo rishim rishus. And she says rishus. So I would say, "Why rishim chal? Why rishim chal?" Tam vayim amatzi so very miachlui. Eile yalu bizman shi misamim nishkayom, bizman shi misamim nishkayom, how do I know that life of Vishni is mechevo? Kamulim ulai of tichomatzis, hakosef kol lechem. So here the Gemara says, it's a raya trove, that even though we have it roshi, of mashvi rishus, of shiyes yom rishus, but life of Rishay is not nichlau in the shiyes yom rishus. Shiyes yom rishus except life of Vishni. Life of Vishni is a chevo. So this man is something that also I will wish in the Chevo because the Posse Kamatz is made of Yehlu. How do I know that if it's Malazek, when there is no Pesach, so I will wish in the Shoes, that's the Posse of Bera Kekomatz. So the Rach says, Mal Rutei, the more is the Kash, it's a Pshites, that Matz is Malazek, Achach Hatzeh, is the Rabbez Malazaye, is what you're saying, because of the Hekesh of Al Matz is made of Yehlu. So you want to say, Zmaru tein afkik chomer keish di Pesach, shenema bera ticho matzeh is, so which posik is accepted from the hekesh of al matzeh v'rei nichu bizman hazeh? The posik of bera ticho matzeh, of bera ticho matzeh. So I could argue that when there is a hekesh, of al matzah som leichru, that Pesach is ukaz, that matzah is ukaz to Pesach, but we have a posse of Be'er of Techo matzah, which according to the Gemara of Kufot Amdala, it has reference to Zman Hazeh. So the Pasuk of Erev Tikkun Matzos, which has reference to Zman Hazeh, to a certain extent, negates the Hekesh, not completely. I mean, the Hekesh of a Matzos of Erev Tikkun remains effective in connection with Zman Hazeh, but it accepts it from the Hekesh. The Pasuk of Erev Tikkun Matzos excludes Matzah from the Hekesh, Bizman Hazeh. In other words, so Bizman Habayis, there is a Hekesh of a Matzah Zmurim Yechlu. So the Meil Achach HaTzeis, you cannot be fulfilled the Mitzvah of Pesach, you cannot fulfill the Mitzvah of Matzah either. But Bizman Hazeh, there is a Pasuk of Erev Tikkun Matzeis, so that takes it out. This is a Zakosot of Erev Tikkun Matzeis, accepts it, it takes it out from the Hekesh of Matzis and Yehu, and Zman Hazeh, so the Hekesh doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. The Hekesh applies only to Zman Habayis, but it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. So in the middle of Zman Hazeh, the Hekesh of a Matzis and Yehu doesn't apply, so you should be able to be Eitzeh. The mitzvah of Matzeh, even according to Zman Hazeh, Kolalayo. This is how Rav Nachman will explain it. Kolalima. Ma'utimah Abtikom Hekesh de Pesach. It is excluded from, it is accepted from the Hekesh of Matzis Melechu. Which pasuk he accepts it, excludes it from the Hekesh of Matzis Melechu? The pasuk of Erev Tikkun Matzos. So Erev Tikkun Matzos is reference to Zman Hazeh. So that tells us that we don't apply Zman Hazeh, the Gzereshove of Matzis Melechu. So in the Mele, the Zman of Chatzeis, which is mentioned with David Kom Pesach, but it doesn't apply to Matzah Zman Hazeh. Kol Mashmelon, Yichyad Vekol Yilzik HaMaise, Kelei Mal Yiduch Deatre, Ad Chatzis Ki Pesach. Even though Erev Tikkun Matzos tells us that there is a Chiyuv Zman Hazeh on Matzah, even though there is no Pesach, but the Hekesh of Matzah Zman Yechlu applies to the Zman of Matzah, even the Zman. So the Pshat Midimor is very simple according to Rav Nachman. But the Rashbam is very marich here and makes it very strange, the whole Gemara. Ma'uritei, Avki, Rachmon el Chimes Matzit Lailo Rishon Mekish. The Torah accepted it from excluded the Chimes Matzit in Lailo Rishon from the Hekesh of Amatzis and Rehli Yichlu. Mekish et Akshe Rachmon el Kipesa. V'haikro, Dalmatis Umreli Yichlu, V'avke. So, where is the Rav Nachman who says? V'avke Rachmone, V'haikro, Sheishes Yomim Teichu Matzis, U'vayim Mashvi, Mashvi Rishus, Av Sheishes Yomim Rishus, V'vayim Rishin Name V'mashvi. Alme, now the Gemara said, that could probably Dalle, Av Sheishes Yomim Rishus, Yocheil, Yochel Afalo Rishon Rishus, Tamu Matzim Rehim Yechlu. So, Sheish is Yom Rishus, but not Lailo Rishon. So he says, I would say, that we could say, Lailo Rishon Nami Rimash. Alme, Ab Kuru Rachmono, Mekeishe, Dal Matzim Rehim, Lechivis Matzim Lailo Rishon, Veikma Rishus. So what is this Al-Kedai Toch according to Rashbam Shad? It's very strange to that. In other words, the chiddush of Rabbi is that I don't say that after Rachmono that the Torah excluded it from the Hekesh of Amatzis Umreirim, Yichlu Bizman Hazeh. And in other words, I could say that the Torah was Matkia the Hekesh, excluded, accepted it from the Hekesh of Amatzis Umreirim. In which pasuk tells us, could possibly tell us, that the Torah, the Hekesh of Al-Matzis of Rehim Yechlu doesn't apply to Matzah. So according to Rav Hanan Meir, the Pasuk of Erev Tikkun Matzos, the Rashbam says no, the Pasuk of Mashvir Rishus, Akeshes Yom Rishus. So I could possibly tell us that Afku Rachmono, Michimas Matzah Vela Rishem Keishe, and which Pasuk, Alme, Vafki Rachmono, Vahaykro, Sheishes Yom Tikkun Matzos, Uvayi Mashvi, Mashvi Rishus, Av Sheishes Yom Rishus. So this Pasuk excludes Lailo Riche, Usman Azeh, excludes Usman Azeh from the Hekesh of Amatz Zohar. It excludes it. In other words, and this pasuk tells us that when we say Sheishes Yomer Rishus, it doesn't mean except for Lailo Riche, but including Lailo Riche in Sheishes. Kamashulon, that the Riyad Rekho, the Chivas Matzah, the Lailo Riche, בזמן הזה, דכסיבר את תיכון מעצס, דורק את אבקו לי, ואני רוצה כמה יסה, עד לא להכיל את חצית כי זה זמן כרס. All right, so the Kamash Mali is the same as the Rabbi El Halal. But what's the Salkedaito? If not for Robes Chidesh. So according to the Rachs Pshat, the Salkedaito could be that Bizmanaze, so he can fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah Kol Alayim. Because where the Tichon Matzah is, he's mafkia the hekesh of our Matzah Zomrei Yichlu, that Matzah is the same thing like Pesach. That's only Bizman Abayis. But Bizman Azeh, so there is no hekesh between Pesach and Matzah. But there is a special mitzvah of where the Tichon Matzah. And in that posik, Chatzos is not mentioned. Where is Chatzos mentioned? In the posik of our Matzah Zomrei Yichlu. But Bizman Azeh, so the Rach explains, there is no Hekesh of a Matzim Velichlu. So the Mele, the Zman of Achilas Matzim Velichlu is for a Lailo. Kamash Velon, that the Hekesh of a Matzim Velichlu, the Zman of Pesach, applies to Matzim Bizman Azeh. That's a common Kamachanale. So a common Kamachanale, the Salvedaito, the Matrovotosti of Achum Matzim Azeh, I would say, I could have a Salvedaito that is the true is mechuyev in the raise is maaseh to eat maaseh, but he can do it kol alayim. But from the Rashbam's pshat it appears that the Salgadaitoch would be that bismaaseh laylo rishin is rishus. But that thing was mentioned by Rabbi Amdav Kufchov from Dalet, not on Kufchov from the base. Kufchov from the base, Rabbi tells us another thing that. Not that Matzah Bizman Azeh is Midrais, but he tells us that Matzah Bizman Azeh he couldn't fulfill the mitzvah after Chatzeres. So how could the Salgedaito, so but according to the Rashbam, the Salgedaito would be, if Rabbi didn't tell us this thing, I could have a Salgedaito that after Achmone, Michaibas Matzah Bizman Azeh, in which posik is after Achmone, in the posik of Shishi Yom Mishus. So I could have Salgedaito that Sheishes Yom Rishus includes in Lailo Rishus that it's a Rishus. It's a Rishus. It's a very strange shot. How am I after Achmona Mekeshe that Matzah Zemreli, that it's Matzah Lailo Rishus, Veik Parishus. Komash Malon, not like that. That it's not Rishus Bizmaze. That it is a Chivo Bizmaze. And Bimele, since it is a Chivo, so all this man of Korban Pesach applying to Matzah Bizman Azeh. This is how the Rashbam is played. There is no Nachimino Redine, but in the Pshat of this, in the Salgedaito, there is a difference between the Rashbam's Pshat and the Rabbanan's Pshat is much simpler. Now, let's see what Rashi says. That Maseiras Hashas changes whenever a certain expression is put in parentheses and another expression is inserted in brackets, so that means that it's changing the gears. So what was written in Rashi's text? And that the Maseiras Hashas put it in parentheses. So he struck it out and he put in Sheishes Yom. In other words, so this correction by the Maseiras Hashas and Rashi is in line with the Rashbam's Pshat. But you don't have to change it. The way it was written in Rashi's text is good. I mean, that's why we travel Hananel's Pshat. For after communication, it says out the sea bear and the Romazes. So it was mentioned that Kufchov or Medalev, that from where the Romazes will learn out that even this man Shem is Amid the Shkayon, so Matzo is Chevo. So since we have a posit that Matzo is Chevo, so Memele that excludes it from the Hekesh of Matzah Zomrei Yichlu. So it has nothing to do with the Zman of Korban Pesach. I could say like that. So Kamash. So we don't have to to strike out the bear of the matzahs and put in Jesus' yom. The Maseiros Hashas did it in order to make it harmonized with Rashbam's pshat. But the Rashbam's pshat is a little strange. I mean, the Rashbam's pshat is much simpler. So the way it was written in Rashi's text, so it's in line with the Rashbam's pshat. Or after from Akesha to Pesach, they receive Bear of Techumatzis. And Bear of Techumatzis, according to Gemara, that book of Amadale, has reference to Matzah and Azeh. So the main life would say, this Pesach Bear of Techumatzis excludes, and it accepts from the Hekesh of Almatzis and Yechlo. And the Bear of Techumatzis implies that this man is for a lie. So from Ashmon Chatzin, oh, who there is a possible Bear of Techumatzis that didn't is Mazel when there is no Pesach, so Matzah is the Ramisei. But when you say Gamay is Adre, but insofar as this man of Nachos Matzah is concerned, so it's Adre. So it has the same Zman as the Korban Pesach. Chatzin. Alright? So we don't have to strike it out. We actually, so the Pesach will see the Bear of Techumatzis. So, now, so the question is, if we don't strike out Bear of Techumatzis, we don't put in Jesus Yomi, so what does Rashi mean? The Akshe Be'er Kinshi. The Akshe. The Pesach, the Chsi Be'er Techumatzis. No, so Rashi says, where is the Hekesh? Mekesh is Pesach. So the posse of the Matzis negates the Bisman Azeh, the Hekesh of a Matzis. I mean, not Bisman Abayis, but Bisman Azeh. And where is the Hekesh? The Hekesh is a Matzis. So apparently, Maseiros Hashas struck out where the Matzis and put in Jesus Yomi because of the expression, the action, the Hekesh of Matzis. But actually, you don't have to say that. Or after from Hekesh to Pesach. So that Hekesh is negated. The Hekesh of Amatzim Rehmechu is negated. In which posik negates the Hekesh of Amatzim Rehmechu? The posik of the Matzis. And where is the Hekesh? That I could have this out of my talk, but this Hekesh is Man Azeh, the Hekesh doesn't apply. So where is the Hekesh? The actual Hekesh of Amatzim Rehmechu. Komashmelon, now here, we do have to. But Komashmelon, the Chiatmeko, Shiva Siyom Techumatzis, so here he corrected it, Be'erek Techumatzis, and here it's necessary to correct it, to put in Be'erek Techumatzis, L'mil Zegamayisar, L'amid Mokim HaPesach L'Rachas. But the Rashbam's pshat is straight. In other words, according to Rashbam, so the Salted Aitoch would be, if Kovit didn't tell us this, the insight of the Salted Aitoch, that Matzah Ma'azeh is Rishus. And when the Drosha says Mashvi Rishus, Sapshisha Rishus, it means even my own issue is included in the Shisha that is Rishus. Alright. Omar Rav, Ocho Matzah Ma'azeh, Tesis. Ocho Matzah Ma'azeh, Yesh Miposhi, Ikach Halocha. To also some Masnissi Kavos that we pass through like Rabbi Eliezer ben Azar, that Pesach and Matzah is Nechalon Yad Chatzitz. Ve'in Zerai, to Peribet in Gila Ashkechon. Stom Achrine, lo Yitavos et Itnam, ze Hakwal Kudoshim Tos Velaylo, Koshak Velaylo, Asu Yachil Astrochi, Udeloi Ke Rabbi Eliezer ben Azar, Yom Achil Astroch Mat Chatzitz, Hayne Vada Min Reis, ובוסה הרוחה פוס עומך, אבל בוא תאמרינו נהקטחלובים ואימור מהתחצייס, כי תאמרינו בריש רוחס, לא יחווה אלו מן רבו. So when he say הקטחלובים ואימור, is that חצייס, so we have אלו מן רבו, אפילו רב לזה בנזר, משמוחה, מי כהתלהק, את חצייס, לא יפסוד אותה. דומינטירה הוא יקשיר עם הדבית, וחכומים לא עושה סיוב מגבו, לא הביאו מבי ספסו כנמה זמן. So two things Tesis says. So number one Tesis says that according to Rabbi Zahari, So of course, after Hatzeis, we cannot bring any mitzvah of Achilas, Pesach, naturally. But the form of Rabbi Akiva, the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva, who say that Pesach is Me'achal in the Raise, Kolalaivo, but in the Rabbonon, you are supposed to eat the form Pesach before Hatzeis, as is your. And he mentions the Mishneh in Broches. Now, Rashi there in Broches says, now, Tesis mentions the Mishneh of Hector Halovim Be'imori. So that means that according to Tesis, we got the Hector Halovim, there is also in the Rabbanon, that one should not be marked here, the Halovim Be'imori, Rabbanes, after Hatzeis. But he has to do it, that to give him Hatzeis. But Rashi in Broches, that Bey says, that this the Rabbanon of Siob applies to Kriyashma, but it doesn't apply to Hector Halovim Be'imori. It doesn't apply to Hector Halovim Be'imori. And the point of Rashi says, let the halomim be tome ochel lom ube chachomim, at chatzis kwal. We will look at the ochel, in the yeshiva, the Torah, and 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 the Torah